I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Today's global hit is about as global as you can get. It's a collection of national anthems. The Star-Spangled Banner is included. So are the anthems from Brazil, France, India, and other countries, 16 in all. The CD is called Us and Them. Singer Terry Roach, along with pianist Gary Dial, hatched the project 17 years ago. That name Terry Roach might ring a bell. She and sisters Maggie and Suzzy make up the vocal group The Roaches. In fact, Terry says Us and Them was inspired by an album the trio recorded in 1990.
For me, it really came out of the project when my sisters and I did a Christmas CD. I noticed that people responded differently, and I started to think that national anthems would be familiar to people who came from the different countries. And that wouldn't that be fun? I originally thought my sisters and I would do this, and wouldn't that be interesting to, like, sing, you know, the national anthems? They would have that same quality where people would think of it as a different take on something they were already familiar with.
Well, Terry, you were mentioning your sisters a moment ago, and your sisters join you on this CD, reprising the sound of The Roaches, and it's on the Czech national anthem, and I'm wondering what it was about that anthem that made it fodder for you and your sisters.
This was back before, when there was a Czechoslovakia, before the country had been split in two, and my mother, she said, you have to make sure you do that one. I had originally sung the three parts myself, and then we asked my sisters if they would be interested in contributing to it, and they were good sports. They said yes.
Lightning strikes our mighty daughter, tempest shaken. Stand we fast, friends of mine. Storms will pass, sun will shine, Slovak shall awaken. Stand we fast, friends of mine. Storms will pass, sun will shine, Slovak shall awaken.
The national anthem from Czechoslovakia, performed by The Roaches and Terry Roach. Your sisters aren't in the studio with you, but you are accompanied in the studio for this interview by Susan McYone from Ireland, who sings the Irish national anthem. Hi, Susan.
Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Susan, how often do you get a chance to stand up and sing the Irish national anthem in Ireland?
Gosh, very rarely.
Do you like to do it?
Well, there is something that makes you very proud. I mean, someone like me to sing your anthem, especially when you're singing it in your native language, and that doesn't get heard. But there's a great sense of fun. Whatever Terry and Gary did with this, when they played me the original demo they'd made for the Irish National Anthem, there was none of that sense. You know, when you hear an anthem, a lot of people will feel a sense of duty or you'll have to stand upright and maybe be uptight. But there was none of that with this song. And just the first tinkling notes of the song just made you open and you got more of a sense of what anthems should be. They're beautiful songs written to impart a great sentiment of unity to bring all people together, and I got that with the Irish one straight away, so it was a greater sense of fun than I'd ever felt singing the anthem.
Terry, you include the Star-Spangled Banner and you sing on that one. What was that like?
That was actually one of the first ones that we actually recorded. And of course, this was 17 years ago. People were... Right now, I notice people are more into the concept than they were then.
Sort of that post 9/11 patriotic fervor that kind of mushroomed around the country.
Well, I think it's maybe got a lot to do also with the immigration issues that have been happening.
Hmm.
And actually, our third partner, Bob Justick, he had written a paper on immigration about 5 years ago. He sort of brought that to the project, sort of making us aware of the fact that this is very timely.
Well, I was curious about a quote that I saw attributed to Bob. He was talking about that transformation that occurs when somebody leaves their home country and moves to another country. And when do the us become or them become us in that sense? You know, when are they no longer a foreigner and they are now one of us? I'm wondering if you came to any realization in the process of recording this CD. And Susan, even you said it's been 20 years since you've been living in Ireland. I'm wondering if you feel more of an us living in the United States than you ever did.
Yeah, it's 18 years, and I actually became a citizen last year. And thinking about Terry and Gary's album, I think, especially when you mentioned that people recently have been saying, well, this is very timely. For me, I have to say personally, the recent election has made me think a lot about pride, and I see this album as a really positive, well, obviously it's a very positive endeavour, but it connects with me in a very positive way in terms of what's happening in the country and pride in the nation.
And Terry, I have one last question. I'm curious, after all of this time focusing on national anthems, did you find sort of a commonality between them, or is every country a little bit different in what it chooses to put out as its national anthem?
Well, what I noticed is that unlike when you do cover songs of your favorite songs, you're picking them from a heart place, like, I love what this song says and I want to cover this because it always has meant something to me. And for me, the challenge here was that a lot of times these songs were written by somebody that they were elected to be the national anthem by people in the country. You're not even sure how they got to be the national anthem. So there was a little bit of a challenge in making them interesting and coming from a heart place. Like, I remember I had done a version of the Brazilian anthem, and when Barbara Mendez came on board and sang it, I got chills up my spine because all of a sudden it meant something to her. Whereas to me, I was just doing this technical job of singing the notes and singing what it said, and what it said didn't really make that much sense to me.
That's from the new CD, Us and Them. Terry Roach and Irish singer Susan McYone joined us for a chat about the project. Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Alex Collins and Roxanne Escobales. The world's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, Michael Rass, and Andrea Rule. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of the world. Gigante pela própria natureza, as belas fortes em pavido colosso, e o teu futuro espera essa grandeza. Terra dourada, entre outras mil, és do Brasil, ó pátria amada, dos filhos desse solo és mais gentil.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.